views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy Mack. I'm back. I'm here with Benny.
Good to have you back.
Thank you, Benny. It's good to be back.
Yeah. It was like a piece of the puzzle was missing for the last couple of shows.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you
Mary
very much.
And I did just fine.
I'm sure you did.
Extended vacation.
Yeah.
Extended vacation.
Lucky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'm back. I'm back. And I'm here with Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She does the TAP system, the accelerated performance system. She muscle tests your body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a nutrition protocol that's specifically designed for you, which gets into the body, repairs, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. And when we're in balance, everything is working. Our digestion's working. Our gallbladder's working. You feel good. You're happy. You're energized. So all kinds of good stuff. Mary Jane's been doing this since 1992. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, you do not have to live in the state of Washington to be a client of Mary Jane's, as she has clients all over the United States. And today we are talking about everyone has a story. What is your story? And by that, we mean everybody's got a story of, I don't know, it could be illness, not getting the answers. We all have stories just like we all have luggage. And if you have a story, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 because you have the ability to ask Mary Jane some questions to get some valuable information. And with that, hello, Mom.
Hello, Nancy and Benny. So, again, yeah, everybody has a story, and everybody's story is different. And if you just kind of look back, your stories are what makes you who you are today. And that could be good, and it could be not so good. However, you can always change that story when you get the right answers. But when I talk about what's your story, it's when I have clients come in every day and they tell me, I ask them to tell me their story. And their story can be sometimes pretty traumatic. Sometimes it's put them in a really bad state of health. And seeing doctors and no answers and feeling like they're not going to make it.
Hopeless.
Like, yeah, absolutely hopeless, like they're not going to make it. And going to see doctors, and doctors, a client told me the other day, I went to see these doctors. She traveled across the country, wound up in an emergency situation, saw the doctor. She said the doctor never even looked at me while I was in the room. He just typed on his computer and did what he did there, gave me medicine, but he never even looked at me. And that was her experience at that time of having no one cared. No one was helping her. Her situation wasn't getting any better. And she had no faith in it. So after her story, she came home, that story continued. And it was several years that she became she was very healthy, very happy, very active. And then she took this trip, and at the end of the trip became very ill. And my question to her is, what happened before the trip? It's like, oh, you're very healthy, you're active, and then suddenly you find you're in an emergency room. And this is what happens to a lot of people. Well, what happened before that set you up for that? And for some people, it's a lot of fear issues. It's what stirs them up that's been there probably for a long time. And now they present with symptoms so that they start to look at those emotions.
Yeah, we've talked about the emotions.
Emotions are everything.
A lot.
Emotions are everything. If you have physical issues, and I hear it every day, how did I get like this? How does this happen? It all goes back to what's going on in your life. And when you ask that question, the answer comes out pretty quickly. I'm afraid. I'm in a bad relationship. I'm not happy. I have no voice. No one hears me. The stories just go on and on. And when you experience that same emotion over and over again, then it goes into a specific organ. Each organ holds a different emotion. For example, the kidneys fear, bladder's ticked off, liver's anger, gallbladder's resentment. And there's a great book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, that I would recommend to you. And that book has in it all the different specific medical situations or illnesses that you could have and what emotion is connected to it. And it, when you look at that, it totally, totally makes sense. So when you think, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. And yet it tells the story. It tells your story.
Well, like for instance, there's back problems. It's lower, middle, upper. So if it's lower, fear of money, lack of financial support. And then she also gives statements to kind of turn that around. I trust the process of life. All I need is always taken care of. I am safe. So it's a great book. You know, it's,
well, it turns around your negative thinking to something positive. Because if you keep telling yourself the same thing, you're just reaffirming what's not right and what's not working. And sometimes your fears are overwhelming. And you don't even know how that's connected to your what's going on with you physically. So again, the story continues. So the story could be, I've been under treatment for 4 years. I've done autoimmune medication. I've done prednisone. I've done all kinds of steroids. I've done other medications. And at one point, I finally was getting better and I was healed. And my, for instance, like irritable bowel syndrome, that irritable bowel syndrome can be, you could be, it's diarrhea. It could be a lot of mucus in the stool. It could be blood in the stool. It could be cause anemia and fatigue. And it's a constant thing. People can't leave the house and they're chronically ill with that. And so when you've had that, the usual treatment is steroids and other types of heavy duty drugs to stabilize you to stop the process. However, all those things they do, it doesn't heal your body. It's to stop what's going on with you. However, if you had the proper nutrition to heal your body, even if you were doing those things, you could get better faster.
Well, the drugs just take care of the symptoms. They're not taking care of the problem.
Right. And the drugs, if you're nutritionally unstable or not sound, that means your organs are deficient, then you need more and more medication. And the medication doesn't work. And it takes longer and longer. However, it's like when people come to me, they say, will that interfere with my medication? Absolutely not. What I do is basically like food. But it's specific supplements like food that target certain organs to improve the whatever the bottom line is, wherever the body tells me the cause is coming from. And by using specific nutrition, we have predictable results. And then the body has the ability to heal itself. If you cut your hand and you got a good cut on your hand, it would just be a matter of time before that healed and mended all by itself. And it could be even a really bad cut. Even if you didn't get stitches, it would heal. So the body is amazing if we trust the body and it just does its work.
Give it what it needs, the ability to help heal itself. A lot of times, too, if you are on medications, let's just say your digestion is off, you're really not absorbing those medications. So
it's
a problem,
like if
too.
It's like if you're kid, you know, all these things that, like, the, let's say, the irritable bowel syndrome, people are treating you, usually they're treating your gut and your colon, and that's where the focus is. And when I see clients with this, the first thing that usually shows up is the kidney. The kidney is inflamed and full of sludge, and then that backs up and that causes the irritable bowel. So what I do is go after what I see and start with the foundation. It's like when people aren't feeling good and they're wondering what happened to me and they're sick and they don't know and they're faced with issues that they don't know what to do with. It's when somebody tells these people, they might meet another client of mine and they say, I got a name for you. I want you to go and you should go and see this person. And this is how, you know, my clients are all referrals, they're all from the radio. And when they come in, they're just very surprised how easy it is and how much sense it makes to what's going on in their body. It's starting again with, in a short time, starting with the foundation and explaining, because kidney is fear. And then when you get the, like, IBS, it's a lot of fear of old stuff, not letting go. And there's always a story behind it. That's what the show is today. What's the story behind it? How did you get like you are? And how do you turn it around?
Yeah, it's time to let go. If you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
I'll tell you a story before it tells itself. I lay out all my reasons. You say that I need help. We all got expectations, and sometimes they go wrong, but no one listens to me.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny.
What up?
What up? I just love Benny. And here, of course, with Mary Jane. And today we're talking about, what is your story? Do you have a story? Something going on? Just can't seem to figure it out. Things just aren't working out. It's kind of like a constant, what's a good way? It's kind of like a rock in your shoe. Princess and the Pea. How about that? There's just that one puzzle piece.
Well, if your life is, you have no life. Yeah. You have no life.
You just have to, you're looking for the answers. Look no further. Even though she's my mom, and I know I've said this numerous times, she is amazing at what she does. She does, I mean, miracles do happen in her office, and I often ask, when is my miracle going to happen, Mary? So
your miracle happens every day, Nancy.
Yeah, every day. I don't do New Year's resolutions, but my word for 2019 is fun. So I find fun in every day. So that's what I'm working on. But you've got this amazing person at your available to you. So give us a call. I know you're at home sitting there thinking, should I call? I do have a question. It could be about you. It could be about a child. It could be about a friend. It could be about a pet. Pick up the phone. You won't be sorry. It's 1-800-930-2819.
Tell us your story.
What is your story?
So often people come out of desperation, you might say. They're on their last leg. They've done it all. They've tried everything. They get my name, and then they come in, and they
wait, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah. We hear it all the time with people on the radio.
Yeah, they wait.
Yeah, they wait.
They wait.
And when
they
come in, they say, "Oh my gosh, I don't know why I waited so long." It's like, but everything is on purpose. But we're saying this is a new year. Don't waste your time. Give us a call. It's easy. It's not complicated. Think about, keep your eye on the prize. What do you want your life to look like? What is it that brings you joy, and what's holding you back? And that's what I can help you with. So sometimes people come in and everything is so low, their energy is so low, their body functions so low, and I tell them the only way is up. I mean, they can't go too much further down without leaving the planet. So,
wow.
But our answer is always the same. I follow the same protocol. It does not matter what you have. I don't care what label that you've been giving. It doesn't matter to me. What I do is follow the same protocol, and in that protocol, doing the muscle testing, your body has all the answers. Your body has all the answers from the time you were conceived. And I just have a technique to tap into that and ask your body for the answers. And even though you might have all these symptoms of the, like, for example, the irritable bowel, the blood in the stool, the mucus, all these things, your body will tell me the priorities that need to be addressed first. And I go with the first, second, third priority. I never go out of order. I don't skip to something like, oh, maybe that's it. I don't use the shotgun approach. It's very direct. And when I put you on a protocol, I have predictable results. And I never have any doubt when I put you on that protocol that that's not going to work. I know with confidence because I've done this for years, and I know following the body, it works every time. I've never seen it not work unless you decide not to do the program.
Well, and when I used to work for, people would come in and say, I'm a little better, but I'm not better. And my thing would be, well, are you taking your nutrition? Well, not every day. I take it when I can, and sometimes I forget. And my response used to be, well, if you're not going to take it, you're not going to get better. You have to commit. It's not hard. I mean, and Mary Jane is, sometimes you have to take nutrition 3 times a day. However, if you can't do it 3 times a day, it's too hard, she'll go ahead and make it so you could do it 2x a day. And you may not have to take a lot of stuff, but the stuff you do take gets into your body, you start feeling better, and it's like, why not take it?
Yeah, it's your formula. I figure out your formula, and whatever it is, I don't care how you get it in usually. I will recommend something, but you have to get it in every day. And the clients that come to me today are committed. They don't feel good, haven't felt good for a long time. And we get that straight right from the beginning. You have to get everything in. And sometimes it's a loading dose to start with. That's why we have such great results. And then when things really get going, and you feel better faster.
So, and sometimes you may feel a little crummier to begin with, because that's just, everything's getting pushed through your system. So if you have all that sludge and everything backed up in your gallbladder, it's going to be moving out. So you might not feel great for a week or two. But then as soon as you get rid of all that, then it's like, oh, my God, what happened?
And most of the time people feel so bad anyway all the time that by the time I get them on the program, again, the only way is up. And often you don't have a dramatic detox type symptoms. It's pretty even, so that you don't feel so bad and can still function with what you're doing.
It's simple and easy, and it works.
So then I use Biotics Research Nutrition, their products, and their products are basically top of the line. And because they're such good products, and in the bottle, every pill is almost identically the same, and you will not find that in most products. And especially in products at the health food store. That's the bottom of the chain. Those products are not any two pills alike. And because Biotics are such high quality, that's why we have predictable results. You get the exact amount every day to heal your body. And in a certain time with muscle testing, we can tell exactly when that is.
Well, at the supplement stores, you're trying to do it yourself. You're trying to take care of your own, well, maybe I need this, maybe I need that. Instead of doing that, you go to Mary Jane, she'll tell you exactly what you need. So not only are you saving money, but you're getting exactly what your body is asking for to get you back on track and get you moving faster. Unlike guessing.
Yeah, so what are you being treated for that you're not getting better? It could be your digestion. It could be restless legs. It could be heart palpitations. It could be flutter. It could be atrial fib. If you keep having the problem, then what else is going on in your life that keeps stirring you up and keeps causing that problem? It's like you, because I see even with medications and all they do for the AFib, people are still having the problem because underneath, nutritionally, they're not balanced. And often it's a bad gallbladder that causes everything to get backed up and puts a little pressure on the system and causes things to go off.
When you have that bad gallbladder, it affects what? We've talked about this numerous times. You could get shoulder pain, knee pain. I mean,
everywhere pain. Pain all over. Aches and pain.
I know when my gallbladder is kind of blown out, my knee gets all swollen and stiff. So I know automatically, I ate something that I thought it was good for me, and it wasn't good.
Yeah, or something's going on in your life that stirred you up. What's resentment? What's going on with... And it's all relative. You know, when I talk about emotions, people sometimes get a little nervous about it. But it does. We all have stuff. And it's all how you take it in at the moment. It's not a bad thing. And, I mean, it could be your kids. And people say, oh, I love my kids. My kids are wonderful. And it could be one thing that happened that irritated them and for that moment, and that's all it takes to stir you up and cause things to be out of balance. Yeah. Because when you experience an emotion, like, for example, anger, every time you experience that very similar emotion of the same type, then that builds up in your liver, for example. So now when you keep experiencing that same emotion, it could be over years, then finally you start presenting with symptoms. And that's when you could be treating it medically or nutritionally. However, if you don't look at what's there, then it keeps reoccurring.
And it's kind of like the emotions. It's kind of like when people come into the office, you'll go through and do the emotional technique, and you're not getting into it. It's sometimes you don't even have to say. Mary Jane will say, just think about it, and then she'll be able to say, that's it. So you don't even have to share it. It's not a lot of talking. It's about recognizing it. And once you recognize it, then you start the process of letting go. So we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the emotions. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Welcome back, everyone.
Someone's a fan of Pat Benatar.
I know. That was an oldie but goodie. I remember I went and saw her concert when she was here at.
I'm sure she did a great
job. The Coliseum.
The Key Arena.
Key Arena. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was absolutely fabulous. That was a gazillion years ago. Okay, enough about that. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. I'm here with Benny and of course Mary Jane Mack, who has an office in Issaquah, Washington. If you're at home and you want an appointment with Mary Jane, go ahead and give Rhonda a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. If you have a question, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
And it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're locally or across the country. We do phone consultations with people all over the United States.
Well, isn't it true that a lot of your clients who live here locally actually prefer phone consultations?
Well, the traffic is so bad.
Traffic is horrific.
Yeah. We have people, you know, people like to come in, but when the traffic is bad and backed up, the thing is you could change your appointment to a phone consultation. And it's great. And a lot of people, new people, like to come in the first time or two. And then after that, they'll do phone consultations, especially if they live a little further away. So it's totally up to you. We could do it either way. We're here to serve you. And it's no different whether you're in my office or far away. You get the same treatment.
You just don't get the hug. But I know there's a lot of you are probably sitting there going, well, how can she do that over the phone? How does that work, Mary Jane? That sounds a little, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear that often, too. Well, actually, it was way back in 1995 I realized I had a gift, a God-given talent of being able to, it was very gradual, and everyone has a gift, and you can develop it to whatever degree you want. And I realized I had this gift, and then I started developing it. I would attend seminars. When I started this work, it was my passion. All I did was study, go to seminars. It was constant.
Crazy. Family and I were like, wow, we got to find mom a hobby because this is getting a little out there for us.
I would travel at least twice a month to seminars to learn more. And after I started studying in 1992, by 1995, I was teaching this work all over the country to healthcare professionals and doctors, nurses, chiropractors.
So it's really about you're tapping into their energy.
Exactly. So whether they're, and it's muscle testing, it's kinesiology. So how I started learning I had the gift, I would start to think about people that weren't with me. And then I would actually go through the same system in my head. And when I would go through that system, it's like I would be checking their liver, their gallbladder. And in my head, it actually, the energy would stop at whatever organ it was that was
out of
problem.
Balance.
Yeah, that was a concern. So it was through that time I started to develop that, and now it's just very quick. It's very easy for me. It doesn't matter whether you're, when you're in my office, I use your arm, and physically check you that way so you could feel it. But if you're not there, I just do it in my head. And it's all about energy, and it's all about developing that gift and having clarity and certainty. Because when I do the testing, I don't ever say, let's try this. We'll see if this will work. Those are not words used in my office by me or my clients. I catch them every time. Because when you do it, I have certainty and clarity that you will be better. There is no doubt. If you're not, there's always an answer. So you just go look at what's going on, retest, and see if some other glitch came up with the digestion or something else that needs attention to get a roadblock to get through that. It's very simple.
Have you ever had a client come in, you go through your, when she talks about the system, it's how she checks. It could be, don't you do the right side, the left side?
Yeah, it's so checking it's, every organ and in, system in the
in
body.
In the body.
Every organ. It's so like your liver, your spleen, everything on the left side of the body, everything in the center, like the left side is your lung, your spleen, your lung, your adrenals, your spleen, pancreas, kidney, colon,
you got
ovary or testicle.
You got thyroid T1, yeah. T4.
T4, T3.
Yeah.
So checking your brain. So in this system, sometimes it seems pretty quick how I'm going through it because your body's only telling me where the problem is or the concern is. So if I'm passing up all the other things, most of the time people don't realize I'm checking everything. But if that, it's like when one thing shows up, that's like a doorway in. It's like the door is open there. I don't need to go to anything else. So that's why we do 1, 2, and 3, and have great results.
So have you ever had a client come in, you go through, you get concerns 1 and 2, they don't get better. Is there at any time, have you gone back and checked them and there was something hidden? Can we hide? Can your body hide?
The body does. It's not that it's hidden. The body does not reveal what they can handle till they're ready. They may have needed that 1 and 2 before the next thing showed up. So it's like if I jump the gun, if the body never jumps the gun and gives you, if I start it with 3, for example, they
could get
really sick. They could be really sick. That's when you get in trouble. Then they're really sick. Like if you give really good nutrition that heals the body before you clean up the body and get their digestion right, then they're in trouble. So that's like sometimes people will do the shotgun approach and throw a lot of good nutrition, like healing nutrition, along with digestion. And it's like they're hoping that something's going to work. That's what I call the shotgun approach. So they're doing 5, 6, 7, sometimes 10 things. That's where they get in trouble because now they're starting with things that are pushing the body, like heavy duty nutrition to heal the heart. That's loaded with really good nutrition to heal the muscle. However, if they can't digest it, it's going to make them sick. And it could make them really sick. So that's why it's important to follow the body. Then you don't have those type of things happen.
It's so simple. Sounds confusing. Sounds a little out there. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it does. I mean, if you're sitting at home and you're listening or driving in your car, you're like, yeah, okay. But I am here to tell you it really does work.
Well, I hear, again, it's the same story. When I say what I find, it makes so much sense to the person. And they'll say, well, that's what I felt all along, but nobody would listen to me. And I hear that. So it's not, again, it's not complicated. And what have you got to lose? Especially for anybody, whether you're really at the bottom of your trail or you just want to be better as an athlete or a professional or be better in your job.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You don't have to be sick to be a client. I mean, if you want to be better. Or another thing I'm going to just throw out there, if you travel a lot, Got a lot of people who travel a lot. What happens when you travel? You go away. You come back. I mean, you get, your brain starts to get fatigued. And then you get jet lag. And a lot of times it's hard to recover.
Oh, when anybody, I have a lot of clients that travel with their jobs, and execs, CEOs of companies and execs at Microsoft. And what I do is fine tune them and put them on a program. So when they're traveling, they're the best they can be. We charge up their brain, whatever they need. And I'm able to ask their body, what is it that's going to keep them at the top of their ladder to do a good job and go away and come home feeling good. The biggest challenge is food. So we work on their digestion to give them the right supplements. So no matter what, they're not going to have any problem with that. Yeah. So and even if you're the top of your field in your job, but you want to do something better, but you don't know what it is, that's another thing I can help you with. We muscle test. Your body has all the answers, whether it's physically, emotionally, or what the energy that you are attracted to or you want to bring to you. We can clarify, is that it? Is it this job or that job? Or is it, should I buy that house or this house? When the energy is right, it's always a positive answer. If it's not, and you still try and do that, or take a job that you think, well, you're going to settle, or a house, or whatever it is.
Or you may just really, really want it.
Yeah, it never works out. Never works out. There's a reason when it doesn't work out. And when it doesn't work out, it only means there's something much better. And it's about getting to that time where you trust and have faith in that. And if it doesn't work out, you just think, isn't that interesting? Another example is looking for a doctor. You're looking for a doctor, a particular doctor, and you heard about some doctor that's really good, and now you can't get the appointment. And you try and you try and you're trying to do everything you can to force it. Well, that might not be the right doctor for you. So when the door shuts, don't try and push it open. Just look at it as being interesting and think, what else is there?
There's another answer. Something else that's better, that's going to take me, lead you on your path to greatness.
Exactly.
I might say.
And Wayne Dyer is a perfect example of books to read for you to be motivated and to help yourself. Wayne Dyer is one of my favorite. I started with him way back in the 80s. And through the years, I had the opportunity to meet him many times and on a cruise, and he changed my life. So he has DVDs, CDs, books, and you have to plug them in your car. You can get them at the library. You have to listen to them all the time.
He's got those great calendars with a quote each day, a positive.
I have that on my desk.
Reinforcement.
But if you don't do that, you get off track. And you get back into your own thinking and your own old stuff.
You get that self-talk going on.
Yeah.
That always kind of brings you down. You start to feel good, and then you got yourself talking. You can hear yourself self-talking, bringing you back down lower and lower.
Not believing in yourself.
Not believing.
Yeah.
How about we take a phone call? We can skip this last break. I think we just can move right on. It's fine. Y'all relax. It's okay. Sharon from Bellevue is really excited to be on with us.
Okay.
Sharon, hi. What's up?
Hi there. I have two questions, please. One is about myself, and it has to do with my teeth, and it's really thrown me for a loop. I had a bridge that I had to go back to the dentist because there was a gap. And I said, it's time we do some mouth x-rays to see what's going on in there. I hadn't done that for a very long time. And he found a whole bunch of cavities. And I said, never in my life have I had this. What in the world is going on? And I said, I take very good care of my teeth. I floss and brush with special toothpaste. And I stop mouthwashes because they say they're not any good. But I took very good care. I can't understand why all of a sudden they just had so many issues.
Teeth are always kidney and bladder. So if you have cavities, or like kids have cavities, it always has to do with their kidney and bladder. And so for you, you have actually a toxic stomach, and those toxins in you, and that can be from drains. I don't know if you've heard me talk about drains before.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. And I clean my drains.
You need to do them again because they're not right. Need to do them again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, but then you get it because you have a toxic stomach from that. And then those toxins go through your kidney and bladder. And your bladder is inflamed and your kidney is inflamed. And now all those toxins back up and go up. Do you have shortness of breath?
A little, sometimes, though.
Yeah. So that's also part of it because your lungs are also, there are three. They're not as good as they should be. But all those toxins go up, and then they can affect your mouth, your gums, your teeth. You could have sinus issues. You could have ear issues. But cavities are definitely related to that. So you probably have had this for a while.
Yes.
You've probably had this, let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 15. About 15 years you've had a little bit of a kidney issue. Doesn't mean it always has to cause you a lot of problems. But you probably are somebody who tends to have a lot of fear. Are you?
No, but I'm a type A. So I'm very busy and I get stressed because I have lists and I have to accomplish.
Right, right. So it's very similar. And there's probably like fear issues of not getting it done, not being. If you really thought about it, you'd see that. And that's where you store your emotion. So for you, for that question, what I would recommend is you give us our office a call to get you on the right program to clean that up because you don't want anything else to go on with your mouth or your gums or your bones in your mouth because kidney also has to do with bones.
Oh, yes. No, I don't want anything to go wrong with my bones.
Right. So what's your other question?
I do. I have a friend that's very dear to me. And she has Parkinson's, supposedly, but now they're trying to say she may have dementia. And I said, I don't believe that. And I said, when we converse, she carries on full conversations. She doesn't repeat herself. But on the other hand, I've known her 50 years almost. So I don't know, but I just don't believe she has dementia. Could you get a feeling for her?
Is she on any medications?
Yes, she takes medication for the Parkinson's, but I could not tell you what it is.
Yeah, sometimes even some of the medications can cause dementia. So I would first, especially with what you're saying, I would look into. Ask her family or her to look into her medications and see, make sure some of those things aren't causing that.
Well, I'm family because she doesn't have family here.
Okay.
You
could ask her what medication she's on and then you can look them up online and you just type in what it is and you could read all the side effects or the symptoms. And sometimes it's amazing they change some of those medications and it'll make a big difference in how they are.
Okay, so just because you have a little memory issue, just because you can't remember everything, doesn't mean that you have dementia.
Well, it could mean she needs her brain tuned up. She might need nutrition to charge her up. Her body could be nutritionally out of balance. And when you charge all those things up, they get better. Sometimes it's the cerebellum, the back of the brain, that they have low brain. Your heart is your main battery. Your brain is your second battery. If your heart is low, then it affects everything. And if your brain is out of balance, it affects your heart energy. Now everything is off. So people can suck your energy. It's what we call vampires. And then when the back of your brain is low, then you can't think clear, you're slow, your brain is tired. So there's things to do that you would want to do to charge the brain up and see what a difference that makes.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. I really enjoy listening to you when you're on the radio. I wish you were on more often.
But thank you
very much for helping me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Do your drains again.
I will be doing that this afternoon.
Okay, and flush them with really hot water after you do it, like a pot of boiling water.
Yes, I do that.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sharon. See, it could be simple and easy. She's got issues with her teeth, but it's really her kidneys. Actually, it's her stomach, her toxic stomach.
Well, it's probably, she's probably got a regular kidney issue under that, but when you got the toxic stomach, it just aggravates your kidney and your bladder all the time. It's like, for example, migraine headaches. Migraine headaches are either bladder or heart. And I've heard people talk about having Botox injections, the only thing that helps their migraines. And these are people I've just met, and I'll say, well, it helps it temporarily. It doesn't get rid of them.
Well, it's like drugs. They take care of the symptom, but it's not getting to the root cause of the problem.
And underneath, it's a heart issue. And you take care of the heart. I've never seen this not work. You take care of the heart or the bladder or whatever it is, and you get rid of your migraines. It's not something you have to have. You have to be on medication for. You have to change your life for. It's not that complicated. And heart doesn't mean you have a bad heart. It means energetically your heart is in low gear. And that could have been from an emotion, from a trauma, from an accident, from a loss of a loved one. It could be anything that gave you a broken heart, for example.
And migraines, what an awful thing to live with. I mean,
so simple, the changes. So simple.
I mean, some of those are debilitating to a lot of people.
So all of you that are out there thinking about making the call, this is the time to make the call. It's a new year, new time. Don't waste your ability to be the best you can be. And maybe write out what it is you want. What do you want your life to look like? What do you want to bring into your life? And keeping your eye on the prize, not where you're stuck. If you keep looking back, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're unable to move forward.
Yeah.
Especially with that nasty little self-chatter.
So read some good books. Look up Louise Hay online. She has wonderful, wonderful books. And see what you're attracted to, what you're called to. And most of those things are at the library, too.
That's right. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. It's kind of like Mary Jane said, the clients will come in and they're like, I don't know why I waited so long. I don't know why I waited so long. But it's simple, it's easy, it's effective, it works.
And remember, the universe is guiding you. It's all about, you're on this path, you're on this journey, and the universe is guiding you and trying to help you, and it's your job to pay attention to what's going on, not look at it as bad or good, but look at it as, what do I need to learn from this, and to go where I want to go. And if you're stopped in your tracks, it's only because you're not getting the lesson. You're repeating the same thing over and over. And if you have the same lesson over and over, the same accident or the same problem, you're certainly not getting it.
Yeah. What are you not looking at in your life to change it or fix it? So.
And it's not poor you. You're not a victim.
Yeah. No. And the other thing is, you also do the structurally.
I do cranial release technique.
So you'll, and if somebody is out of alignment, you can.
Yeah, I'm checking your emotions, your spiritual, your structural, your nutritional. I'm checking everything. And if we need to refer you, we refer you to the right person. We have Feldenkrais people. It's like, if I refer anybody out, it's always to the best in their field. We do not. It's only who I would have work on me. And believe me, I am very fussy.
She is. And I will say, and he has been a guest on this show several times, Dr. Jeff Haller, who does Feldenkrais, insidemoves.org.
And he has group classes in Bellevue. And you might want to look into that. A lot of my clients go to the group classes, and they find them to be, it's a 2-hour class from 7 to 9 in Bellevue, but You can find out that information on Jeff's website.
Yeah, insidemoves.org. I love Dr. Haller. So he's helped. I don't have any specific problem, but I go and I feel great.
The whole idea is you don't have to have a problem. You could be the best you could be. And like I personally ride the best I can be. I mean, I ride better today than I've ridden. I mean, I ride great and I have a good time. It's about, doesn't matter where you're at in your life, how old you are. You want to be the best you can be, and you want to be active, and you want to enjoy life and have fun.
So, yeah, don't wait until you're not feeling good or something seriously wrong. Maintain your health.
Tune up.
All right. We'd like to thank everybody for listening. We look forward to seeing you next month. In the meantime, have a great day. This is Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.